Heidi and Frank Show. Yay! On Southern California's Rock Station, 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show, 14 minutes now.
Right? Yeah.
Away from the not scary farm tickets. I scared myself with my math right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's Heidi's maze. It's a big, giant math class.
It's just, it's numbers and time signs.
No, it just goes
division.
Math is one room, and then it goes another room is geography. All of the subjects that she just dreaded. Oh, no.
The A line.
No, I've been with you long enough to know, like, your educational skill levels in certain subjects. And math and geography are not strong points.
Well, geography is better than math, I can tell you that. I'm more confident in that department.
I remember we did countries in Africa, and you failed that quiz. Didn't you do, like,
Wordle?
Is that a Wordle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was Wordle.
There's Hurdle and Wordle.
Well, they give you just a map, and it shows a highlighted country, and you have the name of the country every single day, basically to learn the world.
I remember being in the studio one day, and I was playing at the time, and I'm looking at it and going, damn it, oh, what is it? And I go, Frank, I play this game, it's called World, and I hold my phone, and I hold it up, and he goes, oh, it's Chad. And I'm like, oh, please. And he goes, type it in.
Yep.
I can't get it out. I'm sorry.
I'm good at that stuff.
He got it.
I heard that they're making that Wordle, the New York Times Wordle game, the daily game is so popular, making it into a game show. I'm not sure who's going to host it, but I know that like Jimmy Fallon is going to produce it. Like they're all produce known game shows. But Wordle's going to be a game show. So basically it's going to be Wheel of Fortune with no wheel. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Right. You're just going to go, let's try the word audio. Ooh, you got one letter right, but it's in the wrong place.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to be set up, you know, as far as making a game showy. But that's pretty much what it is. It is Wheel of Fortune with no wheel.
You're absolutely right.
And no phrases.
Yeah.
No, you just did somebody guessing. That's such a play by. I mean, Wordle is like, I play it every day, but it is such a like, just be by yourself, take a minute.
It's only fun to watch someone else do it when they finally come to you and say, oh no, I have one guess left, then you guess it.
Right.
And you're like, ah. I hate you. All right, let's get to the history quiz. Got six questions here and six contestants on the phone. Each one will be paired with somebody on the show. And because I want to give these tickets away, if they miss the question, you basically are their lifeline. So you get a chance to answer the question, you meaning you in the studio. And if you miss it and you attempt to answer it to win them tickets and you miss it, you have to eat two beans from the Bean Boozled jelly bean jar, which could be a tasty, tasty bean, or it could be a horrible tasting bean. But you don't know because they all look alike. The good ones and the bad ones look exactly alike. All right. So the first one to play looks like it's going to be Andrea. Hello, Andrea.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Seal Beach. And I have a recommendation for a horror movie.
All right.
Alien, I think, would be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
For Little John?
So good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially when she climbs her heights, her leg up, and she gets in that astronaut outfit. This, yeah. Oh, yeah, Andrea. Mm. All right, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, who wants to be paired with an Andrea?
I'll take her since she made a good suggestion.
All right, Andrea and Johnny, here we go. 249 years ago on this day, October 9th, in 1776, a group of Spanish missionaries settled in this present-day major California city.
A major California city. Oh, gosh. Los Angeles?
Oh, sorry. But do you know it, Johnny?
I'll take a guess. San Diego?
No. Oh. It was?
San Francisco.
San Francisco.
Sorry,
Andrea and Johnny, you missed it, too. So you get two tickets. I appreciate you trying to win her the tickets.
Yeah.
Because if you don't guess, then you're basically saying, F that person.
Yeah,
I don't want
true.
Them to have fun because I'm such a pussy. I can't eat a jelly bean. It tastes like a Band-Aid. Band-Aid toothpaste.
Okay.
Band-Aid toothpaste.
Or a pomegranate.
It sounds horrible together. But,
or pomegranate
berry.
Yeah, I think I took all the Band-Aid ones.
Pomegranate berry? That's nice.
But it's not bad. He's
not even flinching.
Yeah. Nope.
So it's,
it took that
is
long.
Band-Aid.
Berry Band-Aid.
Oh, one good, one bad.
Oh,
that rubber.
That Band-Aid.
Latex,
Band-Aid.
Whatever it is.
All right.
What's that?
So 0 for 1.
You can smell it.
Yeah, you get the visual, too. Just all right. Soiled Band-Aid.
Next up, it's Dolce. Hey, Dolce.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, sweet.
I'm so excited. And first time getting through, and my son and my daughter are here.
Oh, they are, huh? Well, you're trying for the tickets, right? Are you guys waiting for Not Scary Farm to call in?
No, we were calling for the suggestion of the movie. My son said Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat first. Is that really scary, or is that?
No, it's not as scary. It's just yourself. If you go into it, you feel like you're getting scared by the movie, but it's not really scary.
Not super scary, so it's good for a 9-year-old. Okay, Dolce.
Scary.
All right, you ready for your question?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Wait, I'll go.
There you go.
Oh, Heidi and Dolce. Never said those two together in the same sentence.
Sweet Heidi.
Sweet Heidi.
Thank you.
170 years ago, on October 9th, in
1855.
This invention was patented by the man whose name it still bears, one Isaac Singer.
Isaac Singer? I know Isaac Newton.
What was the invention?
The invention?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Two. One.
I guess I could do that.
Oh, Heidi, do you know it?
Don't worry about it, Dolce, because I got you. All right? It's the sewing machine.
The sewing machine. Yes, Heidi got it right.
Nice.
She won you the prize.
Thank you, Heidi.
You're welcome, sweet.
Can my kids say hi to you?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello.
Good morning.
See, kids don't know how to use phones these days. They're talking on the wrong end.
Yeah.
turn the phone around.
Hello.
Oh, hello. How old are you?
I'm 11.
11 years old. Have you watched a horror film yet? A scary movie?
Yes, I've seen a lot of them.
Oh, you've seen a lot of them. Which one's your favorite?
I'll say Hitchhiker 2.
Hitchhiker
2? This guy. You are advanced. That's awesome. Well, congratulations. Your mom and you guys won some tickets to a concert. Does your mom want to go see B-52s and Devo or Ziggy Marley or Yachtly Crew? Or what she want to go to?
Gotta check with mom.
Which one?
What do you want?
I don't know.
B-52s, Devo, Ziggy Marley, or Yachtly Crew?
Yachtly Crew.
You're going to Yachtly Crew. You're going to like that.
Yes.
All right. Stay on hold, Dolce. Thank you, kids.
Family effort. Love it.
Look at that. Instead of raising a whole other generation.
I know, Frank. We got to stick together till they're at least
I know. So that kid's 11.
College.
I didn't get his name. That kid's 11. He'll always be Hitchhiker 2 to us.
Yeah.
If you ever call again, kid, when you're older, you're Hitchhiker 2, and we'll know exactly.
Hey, Frank. I called a couple years ago. I was Hitchhiker 2. You remember me?
I'm like, what?
I want to introduce you to my kid that I had since Hitchhiker 3.
H3, we call him. Yeah.
Oh, man. That is such a...
Yeah, I hope that kid calls one day and
weird brain
says,
thing.
Yeah, I called him as 11. Now I'm calling back and I'm 37.
Like, yeah, right. And you know what we're going to say?
Huh? I can't hear. What did he say? What, darling, what did he say? I couldn't hear.
See, that'll all just be happening in my head. I'll be sitting in a recliner just looking comatose in an old folks home, assisted living.
Think you're taking phone
calls. I'll be doing the show in my head and talking to Hitchhiker 2 and thinking that I'm still doing it.
And somewhere I'll be sitting on a back porch thinking I'm sitting there doing shows.
You'll be dead because you go to the hospital. You go to the doctor so much. So you'll already be dead.
All right.
Every biopsy actually caused cancer for you.
Oh, no. This is horrible news. I hate that you're going to outlive
me. I heard that. That's like when you go get something and you penetrate a tumor or whatever, if it is cancerous, and then you know, your body's protecting you by putting all this stuff into one nasty ball inside of you. And then when you go in, let's see what it is. It's kind of like popping a water balloon.
It's like, just take it out. Don't see what it is. Take
nasty
it out.
Cells are like, hey, look at us. We're back out in the circulatory system. Let's land over here and start eating on the liver. And I'll eat on the lung over here. I don't like the lymphatic system. Pancreas. I hear that's tasty. And all of a sudden, you know, you're dead because you went to go looking for cancer. I'm like, hey, don't know. Don't look for it. Body's supposed to work. How body's supposed to work. It ends up killing me. Kills me.
Oh, yeah. So no treatment. Just ride it till the wheels fall off.
No treatment at all. I won't take one bit of radiation, nothing like that.
No chemo. Yeah, I might be with you on that.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to burn out.
Yeah.
I'd rather burn out than fade away.
Whoa, man. You should put that on a shirt, bro.
Somebody should do a song about that.
I'll talk to Neil.
Okay.
How about it's better to burn out than to fade away? How's that line?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that even better. Yeah, emo.
We could get someone to record that. All right.
God, if we could only.
Okay. Where did we leave off? Sewing machine. We had one winner so far. I need somebody else.
Me. Still.
Okay. The email.
Let's hope it's a 1970s music question.
That's what I'm hoping. Come on.
It's going to be Emo and Rose.
Four to 79.
Emo and Rose.
Hi.
Hey, Rose.
Go.
Hi.
What's your favorite?
Morning.
What's your favorite flower?
Well, I would say it's a rose. And it has to smell good.
It was a tulip.
I know. I didn't know if you were like, I can't be Rose. My name is Rose. Like, you would pick something else.
Lily. I mean, you know.
Of course it's a rose.
Okay, Rose. Let's see if you can get this question right for concert tickets. And Emo's going to help you. She's got your back.
And I have a scary movie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My kids watched Frighteners when they were like 7 and 9, and you know that's like from 1996. And it's lighter. I mean, it's R rated. It's scary, but it's got like Michael J. Fox in it, and Danny Elfman did the score. But it is a great movie for to introduce your kids to scary stuff.
And then they went
to like Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah,
Frighteners.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, Michael J. Fox, John Astin, Jake Busey, Dee Wallace. Yeah, that's quite a cast there, too.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
great tip.
All right.
Okay, let's go.
Hopefully you can get this question right and I'll give you some tickets. All right, 137 years ago.
Dang it.
In 1888, on this particular day, October 9th, this monument was officially opened to the public in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my gosh. Why can't I think of anything? It is the...
Emo.
All right, I'm going to go for it. Is it the Washington Monument?
Yes, it was!
Don't overthink it.
The Washington Monument.
Ooh, I got a golden one there.
The answer was right in the question. All right, Rose. You won, so what ticket do you want?
Judas Priest.
Nice. I'm all out. Do I have any more Judas Priest for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Let's roll right into Rose for tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Rose.
You guys are bad.
Good job.
Stay on hold.
Actually, Emo is in this space.
I didn't want Rose to be a prick if I didn't give her
Every Rose has its thorn.
Judas Priest ticket.
She'll be a bitch every once in a while.
She's a real prick here. Okay. It is 7:40 in about 30 minutes, so I'm going to try
seconds.
Seconds.
30 seconds? Well, time
flies.
Time really flies when you're having fun. I only got one line open, so that means there almost might be a better chance for you to get in. Or like, you know, when she has to answer one line 40 times, but with 10 coming in, it's like you can just kind of go through them.
Yeah.
So it's like, if it's going to take longer, then, hey, it's busy, and then it'll just pop one through. So
and
now, the phone lines are open now. I got the one phone line open. And as soon as I open another one through the history quiz, then we'll have two. But right now is a great chance to win those Not Scary Farm tickets. All right. Let's see. We're going to go with Rangel. it's Angel.
Okay, Angel.
Renee and Angel. hello, Angel.
What's up? It is Rangel. That's their Hollywood name, Rangel.
If we were together.
What's up, Frank? What's up, Heidi?
Hey, Angel.
Oh, what's up, Angel?
All right, here's your question. It's a music question. 64 years ago in 1961 on October 9th, the song Hit the Road, Jack peaked at number one on the pop singles chart, while Crying by Roy Orbison peaked at number two. Who sang Hit the Road, Jack?
Oh, man.
Sing
it. You know, I don't know this one.
Renee.
That'd be Ray Charles.
Is it Ray Charles? It's Ray Charles.
Yes. Nicely done.
All right, you won. Nice. Angel, he got you the prize.
Study your music history now. Come on.
So what do you want? Do you want B-52, Ziggy Marley, Yachtly Crew? What do you want?
I really wanted those Judas Priest tickets.
Let me roll another pack of Judas Priest into him for tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. There you go, Angel. You won. Stay on hold.
What?
Yep.
What?
Trick or treat.
What? Wait. What?
Wait, what?
What? It's unbelievable.
Baby, don't you treat me this away, 'cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, 'cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Wait, what? All right.
What?
All right, you guys are saving these tickets for people. Look at you, earning friends.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we have pizza coming.
Oh, boy.
That's a horrible topping.
Oh God! Yeah, you know what? I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah,
I'll pass.
I'll just take a garlic ball.
I mean,
ooh, oh, that's probably where it came from. Oh no, from the garlic balls. Oh.
Wait! What?
Oh, okay. Hitchhiker 2's listening. I forgot.
We gotta wait a few years for
Hitchhiker 2 can handle it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's fine.
He's watching Hitchhiker 2.
All right, Rudy is the next contestant. Who wants to be Rudy's partner?
I'll go.
Oh, come on, Rudy. Jordan. Jordan and Rudy. Hey, Rudy.
Yo.
Rudy.
Hello.
Hello. Rudy. All right, here's your question.
I don't know.
40 years ago, on October 9th, 1985, Yoko Ono dedicated a 2.5-acre garden memorial to John Lennon in New York City's Central Park. It is John Lennon's birthday. It would have been his birthday today. So on this day, 40 years ago, she dedicated this park in, or this this memorial garden in New York's city's Central Park. What is the name of the memorial park?
Strawberry Fields.
Ding! He needed no help at all. Strawberry Fields. Did you know that, Jordan?
Nope, I didn't.
Oh, thank God.
Well
Bet
done,
Emo
Rudy.
Did.
Emo, did you know that?
Oh, yeah. I've been there. I've been to both of the Strawberry Field spots. The original, where that was actually the one that, you know, the
did you go
that they wrote the song about.
Roll and around the in the grass or something?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
There's the whole Imagine, you know.
Do they actually grow strawberries there?
I don't think so.
They should.
They should. I mean, I could be wrong.
Nobody ever calls me.
I mean, Strawberry Fields forever.
You would think maybe a greenhouse so you could
maybe
have strawberries.
Because it was about the Strawberry Fields, which is a place in London, which I also went to. But then this was just, you know, they gave that name because of the song.
Got it.
Okay.
Not even a topsy-turvy strawberry bib.
Yeah. But maybe they should. That would be a good idea.
Yeah, maybe I guess. A little booth that sells like strawberry.
Yeah, I mean maybe they do
with whipped cream topping on it or something.
Some shortcakes.
Shortcake. Vendor.
Yeah, some sort of like vendor selling strawberry shortcakes. Get your shortcakes.
Or as an entrepreneur. Yeah. All right, so you won the tickets. So what would you like? Would you like B-52s and Devo?
The Evolution, please.
Yeah, Devo.
The Evolution Tour, the Cosmic Evolution. You are going. That's going to be October 19th at the Hollywood Bowl.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nicely done, Rudy.
Stay on hold.
Well earned.
All right, one more question. It goes to me and Ben, old gentle Ben. Hey, Ben.
Hey, good morning.
All right, here's your question. Very final question of the day for the history quiz. On October 9th, 39 years ago in 1986, this TV network debuted.
86? NBC. No.
What'd you say? MB.
NBC.
Oh, I thought
NBC?
I thought it was MB. I'm like, he's so dyslexic, he sees his W's upside down. NBC. Oh, my God.
In 1986, you thought NBC was just
anybody?
Created in 1986.
Fox. It was Fox Network. Oh, man.
No, all right. Thanks, guys.
No prize for you because I can't help because I know the answers, but I do have to eat a bean because you missed it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's booger or barf. I love both. Lucky me.
Take barf.
Take barf? Okay.
Yes. It could be peach. You don't care anyway. You love them all.
I'm starting to hanker for them, too.
So you're going to have to get something else
going. You know what I want to go for? Eat some, honey, I want to eat some bean boozle beans.
Sits on the couch at night and just pops them in?
Yeah. By the handful. I'm like, oh,
breath stinks.
Band-aid peach dog. Oh yeah.
Dead fish, wet dog band-aid.
Dead fish, pomegranate, breath. Burnt rubber.
Sick, man.
Well, you'll really do anything to get your wife not to want to kiss you.
Barfy bear, juicy peach. Here we go.
Stop stalling.
That barf right there.
Oh, you knew it right away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's one of the good ones. I mean, as far as being ripe.
Oh,
I've
good
had,
bad.
I've had
bad.
Like, I don't know if like the bad batch got a little extra sugar in it at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all had like a little more sweetness on them.
Not this one.
No, this was like from the barf. This is like, this is like the scrapings on the barf bucket that your mom had under the sink.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
My mouth is watering just because I have the memory of it.
Oh, yeah. You know, your mom would always put a paper towel in there so it wouldn't splash up on your face. It's like you take the paper towel, you wring the juice, and
Okay.
And then you freeze it in little jelly bean ice trays. Oh,
Wait, what?
God damn, that's bad.
Finally.
Oh, Jesus.
Now you know what we've
Christ.
Been dealing with.
Well, if I'm going to taste like barf, I better start drinking.
You want to get the taste out of your mouth?
What's that?
That's a fluffer nutter.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Fluffer Nutter Day was yesterday, Johnny.
Wait, you made it at home or what?
I made it here. But I know you said that you had never had a fluffer nutter.
I never have.
And... yesterday I stopped at the store and picked up some marshmallow cream and some peanut butter, and I was going to make it for my kids, and I was like, I gotta make you one so you can taste
it. Okay, let's get Frank's thoughts on it. I mean, sure, after a barf bean.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that white stuff?
Just made it.
What's that white stuff coming out of the sandwich? Is this the same Van Wilder?
Yeah, is this like one of them pizza toppings on here?
Uh-huh. All right, so Frank is trying a fluffer nutter for the first time, which has got to be, no matter what it tastes like, it's got to be great after a barf bean.
Mm, yeah.
Mm?
Kind of tough to talk on the radio with peanut butter mouth. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And marshmallow cream.
Yeah.
It's
definitely sticky.
What's it?
It is wonderful.
It is wonderful.
But I think I would have toasted the bread instead.
Yeah. I know.
It's just on regular old white bread.
Home.
But yeah, a toasted bread,
like
this would have been freaking fantastic.
Yes.
Throw some bananas on this, like an Elvis Presley marshmallow fluffer nutter.
And then drop dead on the toilet.
A fluffer Presley?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I would eat this, then die sitting on the toilet.
Uh-huh.
How's it going, man?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Fluffer nutters really they bring back a lot of memories for me because my grandmother used to make them all the time for me when I was a kid.
She your favorite?
So. She was great.
She was a little bitch. She makes you these and she wasn't a favorite.
Do you toast
you had to really
home,
be in
John?
The family, you know, to
that's good
for
stuff.
Her to like you. If you weren't, well,
I'm not going to call her 40.
Like uh-huh.
I've stalled long enough. Hello, Andrew.
Hello?
Wait, what?
Wait.
Hello?
What? Hey, how's it going?
Oh, we're good. Just sitting here eating fluffer nutter sandwiches.
Yeah, it's going great. Mm-hmm. Little barfy nutter going on right now. But Andrew.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
You are going to Not Scary Farm.
That's right.
He's yeah. in shock a
yes,
little bit, I think.
That is correct.
Uh-huh. Yes,
you are
right.
going to Not Scary Farm because you were caller 40 and you won the 4-pack.
Okay, sweet. Sweet.
He's kind of a low-key guy, Frank. I don't think we're going to get much out of it.
All right. All right.
He's not even going to be scared at the knots. He'll be like, wow, cool, man. Scary.
Well, congratulations. That was caller 40, Andrew, for the 740 4-pack. We got another 4-pack coming up at 840. Stay on hold, Andrew. We'll hook you up with all the information about that. History quiz was brought to you by Tax Relief Advocates. If you owe money to the IRS, visit them at TRA.com. It's the 9th. Hopefully you didn't get that extension, or hopefully you did, to the 15th, but you got to get that done. So go to TRA.com. Get them done right. Your taxes. Tax Relief Advocates. All right, let's get some traffic.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.